How's everybody doing? So, the game is kind of in a weird place right now, I think. But I don't think it's as weird or as drastic as a lot of people are making it out to be. And the thing I always have to keep in mind, honestly, is that if you're on social media, and if you're active on social media with the game or about the game or whatever, you really get this, like, small picture of what the game is or a small picture of what people feel about the game. In other words, I've been on social media sometimes where people are raging about something that is going on, and on Fleet, people are, you know, liking it or something. So, like, no raids for a while or stuff like that. I remember when the Cantina was going on live at the Anaheim, people were on Twitter just calling it the dumbest shit in the world. And people on Fleet at times were talking about how they were excited about 12xp, or they were talking about the stronghold that's coming. So sometimes those of us who stay really kind of up to date on the game and really invest into, like, the game as far as what we do on social media and websites or whatever, I think we're not really the majority, and our opinions tend to not be the majority. And I think we're oftentimes far more informed than just regular people who play the game and who aren't sitting around on social media, aren't sitting around everywhere waiting for whatever new development BioWare is saying, or aren't, like, combing through patch notes, or aren't on the message boards, or just play the game because they enjoy whatever it is they enjoy about the game. So I think that's kind of the thing. And that brings me to what I hope to talk most about in this podcast. It's not healing. There's no healing involved here. So if you wanted to learn how to heal, just go look at stuff on the website or whatever, and hopefully that I'll help you the best I can. But this is more about the game itself and where it is. And what I've come up with is the idea of what I believe and what I hope are truths about the game. Like, what I think the game actually is, as opposed to what I hope it is, or as opposed to maybe people want it to be. And maybe even sometimes people really think it is, and it's just not. And those are going to have, those opinions are going to vary by, you know, by what your experience is. So that's okay. But this is kind of what I believe the game actually is, and what the truth of the game are. The big one, and the one that for me personally means more than anything else really, is this game is not, and really never has been, what I would call a hardcore raiding game. It's not the game that, like, you know, hardcore raiders, world-class raiders are going to stay for any significant amount of time, are going to find fulfillment over a long period of time. It's not a game where world firsts, server firsts even matter to anybody except those achieving it and those trying to get it. And that number is really small in the game. It's not the kind of game that and the player base especially, that really rewards that or cares about that or makes that out to be anything significant. And even though BioWare tried at the Cantina with Zors and the Revan thing, that really didn't matter to anything. It was really cool, and I was glad to see Zor's up there, and I was glad to see the healer Savali especially up there, and that was cool. It was a cool thing, and I know a couple people from Zor's, and I'm happy for them, and I'm glad they achieved what they achieved. It's really, really cool and really hard to do, honestly, for most of the player base. But it's just not the game. What Zor's did is so far out of the norm and so far out of what the game is that it became kind of irrelevant to the life of the game. And that's true of everyone else. It's not just Zors. Like, before Zors, it was Hatred on Harbinger. Before Hatred, it was Suckerfish for the game and Drop It Like It's Hot. There's always been, like, a PvE badass guild in the game. I think Zors was probably the best of the bunch because in some ways it was a gathering of all the players. But there's always been that PvE badass, right? That's not new. But the game itself has never been about that. It's never been about the raids being super hard, the bosses being super difficult, or even all that imaginative, to be honest with you. It's not, the game is just not a hardcore raiding game. And it's kind of a letdown, because I think with 3.0, the developers were trying to turn that corner. And I remember on the talk on the PTS for 3.0, and the devs were talking about how they were hoping they were going to make the take a chance, basically. And players were looking at this as a chance with 3.0, with classes being completely reworked in some instances, nerfs kind of across the board over the life so far of 3.0. And at the same time, the raids were harder. They were stronger. The hard mode raid was significantly more difficult than previous hard mode tiers. And really, a lot of us felt that the hard mode raids now, before the nerfs that came out, were as hard, if not harder, than, like, Nightmare DF and Nightmare DP once those buffs wore off. hard mode Temple of Sacrifice, there were a couple of bosses that I found to be a little more challenging than the Nightmare Dread Palace ones, especially the first four. Cafeus was kind of a joke. Tyrans, once you got used to the tiles, was fine. And Bestia, honestly, even pre-nerf, Bestia put out tons of damage, but it wasn't really a deep... it wasn't as big a DPS check as I think the commanders are, as I think Torque probably was, and I think probably Underlurker is. At least I didn't think that was the case. So the new hard mode raids were harder, are harder than anything released previously at the same tier, and in many cases harder than the Nightmare stuff that they've previously released at release. And then with the classes being nerfed, that all came up to be a really hard game. And you knew that the game was harder because BioWare, again, rewarded Zors for a hard mode clear. I mean, that still kind of blows my mind that they rewarded a guild for a hard mode clear, and that clearing is still pretty rare. Like, killing Revan is still a relatively rare thing in the game. That all tells you that the game is just harder, or that the best players are leaving, so the players left kind of just aren't as good. Either way, regardless which one is true, the game is not a raiding game. It's not a massive, progressive, competitive raiding game. It's just not. I think it has good raids. I think the raids are fun, and my favorite part about the game is the raiding. But it is nowhere near the raiding game that WoW, I guess, became, or other games might be. WildStar tried to be. WildStar went hardcore, and nobody cared, and everybody moved on. So it's just SOTOR. My first big truth about the game is it's just not a hardcore raiding game. It's not. And if players are tying their experience to that, they're going to leave the game, as we've seen time and time again. Every tier we lose, the game loses big progression guilds, massively talented players. A lot of them sometimes come back, sometimes they don't. It just doesn't matter, honestly, to the health of the game. The only thing that it matters to the health of the game is that we don't get the guides as soon as we normally would, but good raiders will figure it out anyways. So it's not, it just doesn't matter. And the game is not a big raiding game. The second one is, though, I think most of us would like it to be. I think most of us would want SWTOR to be a really good, really awesome, competitive PvP game. It's just not. And that is entirely the fault of the devs. Like, they just don't put enough effort, for whatever reason. I'm not even criticizing it. It's just a fact. They don't seem to put enough effort into the development of PvP to make it a really big, really big competitive part of the game. I know the seasons thing is something, but that's kind of fluff. And honestly, people started win trading, and that's how you got your rating. And the rating, if you can't get a group together, is just entirely, you're entirely at the mercy of who you group with. And there just aren't a lot of, that I can tell at least, there aren't a high number of guilds or groups that consistently run, like, rated groups that are kind of put together ahead of time. I can't think of what they're called right now. I honestly, right now, have forgotten what a pre-made is. It's a pre-made. Haha, pre-made. I've learned things. I kind of like totally forgot what a pre-made is. Anyways, the game isn't a PvP game. So it has PvP. I like the PvP. I do prefer healing in PvP. It's fun. It's fun when people try to kill you. And when they do kill you, it's kind of hilarious. And when they can, it's even better. But it's just not a game is not the strength. The strength of the game is not PvP. Only because the devs just don't put a lot of effort into it. They don't put a lot of effort into the maps design. They don't put a lot of effort into the mode. We haven't got, unless I'm completely spacing out, outside of, you know, Galactic Starfighter, we haven't got a new mode of PvP in a while. We haven't got a new map in a really long time. And that new hub boss garbage is a horrible map. Like, they just don't care a lot about PvP. And if they did, they would give us PvP specific specs, not the stupid utilities. They would care more about the gear. They would put out gear faster. They would put out maps faster. They would do stuff to grow the PvP part of it. I like PvP. It's fun at times, but this is not what the game is. And those of you who want SWTOR to be a PvP game, you're going to be forever heartbroken. It's more of a raiding game than it is a PvP game, and you're going to just be super heartbroken. The last thing I'll say about the game that I don't think it is it's not terribly guild-friendly. It's the guild conquest is just there, but that's just really a gathering of existing metrics, basically. It's stuff you can already do in the game, and it scores you for doing it. Yes, it rewards bigger guilds more, but as far as guild management, guild recruiting, guild everything, the game is just not based for it. And I don't know, honestly, what other MMOs do for guilds, because I haven't really played much, at least not to the extent of guild management, but I have in the past been a GM. I have in the past had, you know, officer stuff where I had to do things. And it's just not a guild. It's not a guild friendly game. It maybe wants to be, but it's not. There's not a lot of guild management tools built into the roster stuff. I would like way more control, way more options with the guild bank. The guild ship, I think, hopefully could do better. There'd be more. I think I'd like the guild ship to be where you could queue for PvP or whatever, so you can have like guild battles and stuff. That'd be cool. Like you can just go on one floor and have guildies just kind of fight each other or whatever. That'd be cool. Like there could be way more guild support, way more guild features, and it's just not the case. So those are the three things I think that the game, I believe to be true about the game. It's not a hardcore raiding game. I like the raiding, but that's not the game. Just ain't that. It's not at all a PvP kind of centric game or anything that if you love PvP, like I like the Guild Wars PvP. That was fun. I wish you could level through it, but you know you can't. But that was fun how they did it. If I remember right, at launch, Guild Wars 2, they gave you pretty much the whole spec. They gave you gear, and you just kind of go in PvP, and I think you can earn gear, and you can earn new stuff. But they gave it to you at endgame, and you just went. That was awesome. And then the open world PvP in Guild Wars 2 had potential. I didn't like a lot of it because of the spawning stuff, but it had tons of potential. It could be really cool. And BioWare, for all the planets that it has, could do far more with open world PvP. So it's just not that. And then lastly, I would like to see more guild stuff. The game just doesn't really support guilds as a whole. Now you might be asking yourself, well, those are the things that the game isn't. Well, what is the game? What is the game? First and foremost, above all else, the game is super casual. It's a casual MMO experience. It's entirely at your pace. You can do as much or as little as you want. You can spend your whole life leveling alts, and some people do. You can sit there and look at hundreds of cutscenes, and you can spend your time going on codexes and looking at all the lore of the game and all of the things that the game has to offer. It's super deep in lore and storytelling. That's awesome for people who like that. I don't care about it, but whatever. It's just a casual, casual game. The crafting is kind of casual. The conquest points, is, you know, it's a casual kind of thing. You get on, you do your points, you do whatever. PvP, you casually PvP. It's built more and catered more towards casual raiders than it is hardcore raiders. It's just, for me, the little I know about MMOs, BioWare seems to have created a really good casual MMO. It is not built for people who want to like be hardcore about everything and who want to be the best of stuff and who want to be get the experience of world firsts and best top level PvPers. It's just, we just don't care about that. The game doesn't care about that. Most players in SWTOR don't care about that. So those are just what I think the game is and what the game, more importantly, is not. Other people will have different experiences. Other people will have different truths for them in the game, what the game is to them. That's just what I think where the game is now. I don't think any of this is necessarily bad. I don't think any of this is necessarily good. I just think that's what it is. And when you go play SWTOR next time you log in, I hope this helps you kind of conceptualize what the game is and might hopefully ease some of your concerns. And maybe you'll calm down a little bit. If you're all fired up about PvP, if you're all fired up about hardcore raiding, why isn't there nightmare raiding? Just know that BioWare doesn't put a premium on that. And then you leave the game or don't. But that's just what it is. It is what it is, people. It is what it is. Be happy or be sad, but just do something. Move on. Keep playing. Have fun. Or don't play. It doesn't necessarily matter, honestly, until a lot of people do it. It doesn't matter until a lot of people leave or until a lot of people come back. That's what it is. If you want BioWare to know how you feel, leave the game and don't come back. Get your friends to leave the game and don't come back. Or come back and bring everybody else with you. If you like a game that is super casual, doesn't care about hardcore raiding, doesn't necessarily care about top-tier PvP, but cares very deeply about storytelling and lore, then by all means, come back to SWTOR or stay and play in SWTOR. If you want a game that was all about the raiding, the hardcore raids, the top layer of PvP, all the gears and all the drops, and oh my god, why are you dropping 204s in a boss? If that is your life, then leave this game. This ain't the game for you. And tell everyone else you know that feels the same way to leave. That's how BioWare will get your message. Not by raging on Twitter, not by raging on the boards, and then you log in afterwards, or you know, you leave anyways. Like it just doesn't matter. So tell them how you feel by how you play the game or how you don't play the game. That's my kind of advice at the end of there. It didn't really matter for anything. So that's it. Hope you guys are doing well. I'll talk more about healing later. It's just right now, my advice to you is push the red bars to the right. Hope everybody's doing well, and I'll talk to you later. Take care.